Well, hey, Trot, you know, Dave Ramsey is somebody that a lot of people, look, he's got a lot of people that pay attention to him and follow his advice like to the T, right, to the letter. And then you've got a group of folks that, you know, probably think a lot of what he says is
nonsense.
Yeah, a little BS in there. And so when it comes to multifamily, I think he recently said something I think is pretty interesting. I think we should weigh in on it and give our perspective in terms of being on the ground, nose to nose, toes to toes with this all the time. Let's go ahead. Let's give our perspective to something that Dave Ramsey had to say.
I've owned over 2,000 pieces of real estate in my life. I've got several $100 million worth of real estate today. One thing I know for sure is if you tell me the renters are going to pay the payments for you, that tells me you've never managed rental property. That tells me you've never done it. That's 100%. You are a novice at best, an idiot at worst. And I mean, that's the truth, because anybody who's ever had a renter or been a renter, and I have both, I've been a renter too, it knows that sometimes renters don't pay. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's cancer. Sometimes there's car wrecks and job loss. Sometimes there's a pandemic. Sometimes ... It's, you know, as if there's a perfect stream of every month the rent is going to come on time or early and you can pay your stupid little payment. And that's the most ridiculous assumption, which indicates a lack of experience or knowledge of how rental property really works.
So, Trot, that was pretty interesting what Ramsey had to say. And just to kind of recap, he's basically saying that if you think that tenants pay the mortgage payment, you're wrong. And you're even on the border of being an idiot if you think that's the case. Now, here's where he's coming from. So in a way, he's right. In a way, he's wrong. So let's talk about that. So let's talk about where he's wrong about this. Where he's wrong is, of course, if you own an apartment community, the residents are paying rent and you're using that rent to make your mortgage or loan payment. Right.
Right.
Right. So we know that that's the case. So he's wrong in that sense. I don't think he's really meaning to be wrong, and that's not the frame he's coming from, but he's wrong in that sense. That's where he's wrong. But where he's 100% correct, 200% correct, is they all don't pay.
Right.
They all don't pay. And
well, and it's not that they all don't pay. It's, you know, sometimes, you know, your property's half vacant. Then who's paying?
Right, yeah. And so, yeah, let me rephrase that. I'm glad you did that. So when I say all don't pay, I don't mean all, but 100% of them don't pay either because, A, you've got vacancy, you've got empty units, and we know we have empty units, so we know about that. And or B, they're occupied, but there's a reason why they're not paying. And he's 150% correct about this, too. There's too much, I don't know if I'd call it selling, pitching out there that, gee whiz, all you got to do is you own these apartments, these multifamily properties, and the residents are just going to pay your rent on time every month, each and every month, and how easy it is to own and manage multifamily property. There's way too much of, hey, look, all you got to do is collect the rent from the tenants and make your loan payments, and they're all going to pay on time with no problems or no issues or any. He's right about that. That's complete horseshit, right?
Right. And it almost seems like that idea is relatively new. And maybe it's because I'm newer to the space than you. But like when I first discovered real estate, maybe I was 15 and I read, what's the...
The book, it's right behind me, actually. The Millionaire Real Estate Agent. That's the very first real estate book I ever read.
You read The Millionaire Real Estate Agent? Was your first book?
Yeah, well, first real estate book I ever read.
All right.
But anyway, regardless, I never really heard, you know, your tenants will pay. I didn't really hear that much about real estate in general. And now it seems like everybody's talking about really how easy it is because mm-hmm. your tenants are paying. So is that new, this assumption, or...
I think it's not new. So I'll tell you where this comes from. So let's kind of take a step back. So you and I, we recently went through a 100-unit property, right? We walked through all of the units. I mean, you and I didn't walk through every single unit, but with other people, we walked through all of the units and checked everything out.
Right.
One of the main things that we think about when we're going through there, as we're assessing residents' condition of units, is we pretty much come to a conclusion of who do we really think is not going to be paying maybe at all or on a consistent basis. So it's ingrained in us to know to go through that process, even when we're just like inspecting the property, right? Well, we're owner operators. We're not selling anything, okay? Now, when it comes to folks that are selling something, real estate course, they want you to be involved in their deal, something like that. When they're selling something, that's when you hear that. You hear the,
right, okay.
You know, that's when you hear it, is when they're selling something, not when they are owning something.
Right.
Yeah, so selling something is, hey, you know, come join us. We're going to buy this property. The tenants are all going to pay. They're going to come smiles on their faces to the rental office with their money orders. And most of them will actually pay online. So you don't even have to worry about dealing with residents. And so that's the selling thing. That's the selling part of it. Okay. The owning part of it is, as we walk through the units, we are like, okay, who do we think is not really going to be paying here? Who looks like they're not paying now? Who are we going to have issues with in the future about collections? So we're already having that conversation because we're owner operators.
Right.
But folks that are selling stuff, whether they're selling you a course, they're selling you an investment, they're selling you on getting involved in their deal, whatever it is, you're not going to hear this kind of language. You're not. And that's where he's right and 100% correct. If you enjoyed this video and you want to make multifamily a bigger part of your investing world, make sure you click here on this video to discover the 3 easy ways to invest in and own your own multifamily property.